Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all may Allah عز وجل make this day even more mubarak and blessed to one and all. Alhamdulillah, you are watching a program called Treasures of Wisdom. In today's episode, we are speaking about the accounts of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And there are a few parables, mashallah, alhamdulillah, which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. We will be speaking about that and then enlightening and refreshing our iman and faith, inshallah, azza wa jal. However, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the Holy Quran Pak, Allah azza wa jalla has spoken about Maqam Ibrahim, about Safa and Marwa, many of his signs, subhanallah. And every year, dear viewers, the remembrance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is once again refreshing, subhanallah, the incident of Qurbani itself. However, with regards to Maqam Ibrahim and the status of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, we should know, dear viewers, that it is stated that with regards to Maqam Ibrahim, it is a stone, it is a sacred stone that is present a few yards away from the Holy Kaaba. Those who go for Hajj and for Umrah would witness Maqam Ibrahim. It is the same stone on which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would stand to complete the construction of the walls of the Holy Kaaba. When the walls got higher than his blessed head, Allahu Akbar, it was a miracle of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that the stone became as soft as wax and the blessed footprints of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam got engraved in it. Allahu Akbar. By virtue of the prints left by the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal has increased the excellence and greatness of this particular stone to such an extent that He Azza wa Jalla has mentioned its greatness twice in the Holy Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. In one of the Quranic ayats, Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Fihi ayatum bayyinatum maqamu Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. Yani in the Holy Kaaba, there are many open heavenly signs, and one of the major signs is Maqam Ibrahim, dear viewers. At another place in the Holy Quran Pak, mentioning the dignity and the excellence of the stone, Allah Azza wa Jalla stated, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. So the blessed footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam have been there on this blessed stone for the last approximately 4,000 years, dear viewers. The stone has been laying on the ground under the open sky for long periods of time. 4,000 rainy seasons have passed over the stone. Thousands of winds and storms have passed over the stone. Many times, flood came in the vicinity of the Holy Kaaba due to the heavy rains, raining seasons that has passed over the stone, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Millions of people moved their hands over it. But despite all these, the marks of the blessed footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are still apparent on it, which is undoubtedly a wonderful and magnificent miracle of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Undoubtedly, this stone is one of the clear signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. This great sign of His glory is a great admonitory lesson for every Muslim, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded all Muslims, whoever go for Hajj or for Umrah, to offer 2 raka'at of Salah near this very stone after the tawaf of the sacred Kaaba, because we offer Salah for him and perform Sajda for Allah Azza wa Jalla. But He Azza wa Jalla likes at that time of performing sujood, our foreheads should touch the ground near the sacred stone, yani Maqam Ibrahim, that has the footprints of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What do we learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this beautiful parable? That from the dignity of Maqam Ibrahim, we have learned a lesson that the place which preserves any monument of the chosen people of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's very great and sacred in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It holds a very special maqam and status in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Furthermore, the worship performed near such a sacred place is actually much better and much more liked and admired in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. So just ponder for a moment over the fact that when Maqam Ibrahim, that stone which has taken the footprint of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, has become so sacred due to the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then how great will the blessed grave of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam be, where there are no signs and marks, but rather the entire body of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is present, dear viewers. What can be said about the actual place where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is resting at this very moment, dear viewers? Subhanallah. So anything associated to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal also has a high status and maqam in Islam. And Islam teaches us to revere and respect everything which is connected to the khas bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, may these ayat of the Holy Quran Pak develop true reverence for the blessed grave in our hearts, so that we revere and respect the luminous qabr and graves of the pious predecessors, and especially of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and get respect in both worlds. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, through this we can stay safe from the satanic whispers and temptations of the devil, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah azza wa jalla forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who practice the beautiful deen and follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. His blessed life filled with sacrifices, dear viewers. We just learned about Maqam Ibrahim and what status Maqam Ibrahim has itself, subhanallah. We all know, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had preached to Namrud. And the commentators of the Holy Quran Pak have said that Namrud bin Kinaan was a very, very cruel king. He was the first one to actually wear a crown. No king had ever worn a crown before him. Allahu Akbar. He would force people into worshipping him. There were many, astrologers at that time and fortune tellers that were in the kingdom of the king and worked for the king. They were the courtiers of the king. So it is stated that one night Namrud dreamt that a star appeared in the sky and blurred the light of the sun. So the moon and all the other stars were outshone. The astrologers interpreted the dream that a boy would be born who would cause the downfall of his kingdom, yani the kingdom of Namrud. It worried Namrud. So he ordered any baby boy that's born in my city should be killed. And men should remain apart from the woman. The men shall remain apart from women folk. So therefore, thousands of infants were killed, but no one could prevent the divine will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Kya baat hai Madine ki? In the meantime, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was born. This is the plan of Allah Azza wa Jal, because he is the best of planners, dear viewers. Just as the Pharaoh who had killed so many children in Egypt, being away where he was trying to save his kingdom from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but Allah Azza wa Jalla caused for Musa alayhi salam to be risen in his very home. He was raised and nurtured in the home of the Pharaoh, Fir'aun. And he was the reason for the downfall of Fir'aun's palace and kingdom. And likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Namrud wanted to avoid this. So Allahu Akbar. Due to the impending fear of his kingdom, Namrud was killing every child, but the mother of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had given birth to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in a cave that was located in the mountains far away from the city. And she would feed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam daily in this very cave secretly. Some scholars have stated that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had been brought up in the cave for 7 years, whereas some scholars have mentioned for the period of 17 years. Allahu Akbar. However, in those days, dear viewers, people usually used to worship the stars. And one night when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so either it was the planet Jupiter or Venus, he alayhi salatu wasalam delivered a speech to his people in a very attractive and fine manner in order to give them the message of Tawheed. And subhanallah, this was the unique andaz and the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, calling people towards Islam with sound words and wisdom. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh people, is the star my Rabb? Is the star that you worship my Rabb?" And when the star set, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "I do not have devotion to those who sink." Kya baat hai Madine ki? So a question to those who worship the stars, and when the stars set, he says, "I do not have devotion to those who sink," because the star had disappeared. After this, the bright moon appeared. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam again said, "Is this my Lord and my Rabb?" But afterwards, when the moon also set, he alayhi salam said, "If my Rabb had not guided me, I would have also been amongst the people who have been led astray," you know. And when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw the brilliant sun, he alayhi salam said, "It is bigger than all the other ones. So is this my Rabb? Is this my Lord and my Creator?" And when the sun also set, he alayhi salam said, "Oh people, I am fed up with all those things which you associate as partners to Allah Azza wa Jal. And I have submitted myself to Him who has created the heavens and the earth. And I therefore have become His worshipper only. And I am not amongst those who committed polytheism. I am not amongst those who commit shirk." Having heard this, his people started quarreling with him. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam continued to say, and he said to them, "Are you quarreling with me about Allah Azza wa Jal? He is the one who has guided me, and I am not afraid of your false gods at all. Listen, without the will of my Rabb, you and your gods cannot harm me. My Rabb knows everything. Will you not follow my advice?" Allahu Akbar. Now this entire story, dear viewers of Madani Channel, have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, Subhanallah, and Suratul An'am. This entire discussion has been mentioned over there, subhanallah. And this argumentation which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had presented, phenomenal, subhanallah, just amazing and unique. His andaz of presenting the call towards righteousness and making them understand, based on an argument, that you worship the sun, you worship the stars, you worship the moon, but these are the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are not the creator. And if it is the creation, then where has its light gone? Allahu Akbar. So we should look at the graceful manner in which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had preached, dear viewers. We should not forget his andaz and his unique way of preaching and propagating the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because during Qurbani, when we slaughter an animal, we revive the yadgari and the remembrance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam whilst walking on Safa, Marwa, reading namaz at Maqam Ibrahim, drinking Abe Zamzam, or kissing Hajar Aswad. All these are those actions and things which will remind us of the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But if you flip through the pages of history, today we would learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam endured immense hardship in the path of propagating the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. They faced hardships and difficulties, tyrannies of the evil and wicked people that stoned them, caused harm and taklif for them, just for propagating the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's own people said, "Qalu qtuluhu aw harriquhu." Murder him or have him burnt. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, all of these hardships, but he did never ever abandon the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remembered Allah Azza wa Jalla at all times, even to the extent that through the help of the devil, when the idea of lighting up the huge fire was created, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and when it was lit, it generated so much of heat, the intensity of this fire was such that even birds could not fly even around the fire. The flames of this fire were speaking with the clouds, dear viewers, and through the waswasas of the devil, through the mashwara and advice given by Shaitan, a catapult was built, and the idea of throwing him into the fire was then created. But he, alayhi salam, was determined, dear viewers. Look at his unwavering determination that he alayhi salatu wasalam stood firm upon Tawheed, upon the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. upon Islam did not shake even for a moment, dear viewers. And rather, it is stated that when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him, during the moment when he was being thrown into the fire, أَهَلَّكَ حَاجَةٌ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, he alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, yes, I need the help but from my Rabb. And his knowledge suffices me. He knows my condition. The knowledge about my condition suffices me, that he knows where I am being thrown into. I don't need to send my request via you. Allahu Akbar. I don't need to mention the request in my heart, for Allah Azza wa Jalla knows my condition. He is aware of my condition. Allah Azza wa Jalla had blessed him with him, making him his Khalil, dear viewers, making him his friend. All the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla tested in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who passed and shown us submissiveness. How to be submissive to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at his pukhta irada. Look at his strong determination and being firm upon his niyat and intention of sacrificing his son. After making dua for several of years, when his wife had turned into such an age when usually women at that age do not even give birth, Allah at that age blessed him with a son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and thus his name became Ismail. Ismail. Scholars and ulamas have stated that Isma'a means listen to me, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, O my Lord, hear me. And Il is the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And since he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so many times asking for a son, the name of his son has been taken after his dua, Ismail. Hear me and listen to me, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, O my Lord. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, his unique andaz and way of communication was very logical and balanced. And this is the same andaz we and I should take when we preach Islam. When we forbid some person from any evil or command any good, there is a way to do so. Do not chase the one who has a soft heart, who has a small heart, the one who's young in age. Due to your andaz and your way, the person might never want to come back to the masjid. The person might not want to fast ever again. The person might not want to read salah ever again. Because of our andaz, because of our ways and habits of rectification and reformation. If you intend to do so, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, it is the hukum of the Quran, Amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar. Command good and forbid people from evil is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. But at the same time, udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasana. We also commanded to call people with sound words and wisdom. And the ways of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's communication was very logical and balanced. He alayhi salatu wasalam neither used harsh words nor hurt anyone's feelings. It was not aimed at hurting anyone's feeling by making him angry. The only aim was to simply convey the correct viewpoint in a very effective and impressive way to the transgressors, to those who transgress the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal. So, subhanallah, these amazing parables, dear viewers of Madini Channel, will be there and are there to actually teach us and show us the way of living on this earth. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's blessed life is filled with these sacrifices. Filled with these sacrifices, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah. His enthusiasm and jazba of serving the guest, helping people, feeding people, had crossed all limits, dear viewers. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is a great Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And trust me, dear viewers, when you dwell into the history and into the blessed biography of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and see how he is the father of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. After him, all the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that were to come in this world are from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Through his blessings today, Makkatul Mukarrama is populated, dear viewers. Through his blessed dua that he made for the prosperity of the inhabitants of Makkatul Mukarrama. Look at his sacrifices, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Understand these sacrifices, because Qurbani is not all about the animal and the size and the price. Allahu Akbar. In the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla has already warned us and taught us that the flesh and the meat of the animal does not reach Allah Azza wa Jal. What reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the piety and the taqwa we possess. So we need to understand these points and then advance towards the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can never be successful until we do not sacrifice that which is most beloved to us in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. See the sacrifices and read about the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We all know Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was born in Syria, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And his mother is Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha. Divine revelation was sent to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. What was the revelation? Take Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam to a land where there is no sign of water. Nothing else except plain fields, deserted mountains and leaves from them. That's all. Therefore, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, along with his blessed wife, Sayyidatuna Hajra radiallahu anha, and his blessed son Ismail alayhi salam, left for the place where the holy Kaaba is situated today. At that time, there was no population, nor was there any spring of water or any sign of water or human beings, even in the distance, dear viewers. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam placed just some dates in a pot and filled a water bag with water and departed from there after leaving his wife at such a place. Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha called out, "O the Prophet of Allah, where are you going, leaving us helpless in this isolated place, all alone, where there is no companion and no any consoler?" Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha, the blessed wife, called out to him many a times, but he alayhi salam did not reply at all. At last, she radiallahu anha asked, "Are you leaving us here at your own will? Or are you obeying the command of Allah Azza wa Jal by doing so?" So upon this, he alayhi salam replied, "O Hajra, whatever I have done is actually the command of Allah Azza wa Jal." Kya baat hai Madine ki. After hearing this, Sayyidatuna Hajra radiallahu anha said, "You may leave now. I have a firm belief and complete satisfaction that Allah Azza wa Jalla will not waste me and my son." Look at the iman. Look at the belief and conviction of Sayyidatuna Hajar radiallahu anha. After this, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made a long dua and went back to Syria. After a few days, when the dates and the water ran out, Sayyidatuna Hajar radiallahu anha felt extreme hunger and thirst. Allahu Akbar. The milk in her chest has also dried out, and her son started feeling restless out of hunger and thirst. She ran between the hills Safa and Marwa 7 times in search of water, but found no water anywhere. It is stated that the condition of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was such that due to severe thirst, he alayhi salam was crying and weeping by hitting his blessed heels against the ground. And as he continued crying, on the other hand, Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha is moving between Safa and Marwa 7 times in search of water. On the other hand, Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam struck his foot near Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's heels upon the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and a spring of water gushed forth from there. This water had properties like that of milk and used to work for both food and water. Kya baat hai Madine ki. So she was the first person to say Zamzam, Zamzam. Therefore, by drinking Zamzam water, Sayyidatuna Hajra radiallahu anha and her blessed son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam survived. And in this way, he alayhi salam became big. He became young. When Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam became young and started hunting, they lived on, you know, hunted meat and Zamzam water. Whatever meat they would get from the hunted meat, they would eat that, cook that, and the Zamzam water. Then people of the tribe of Jurhum, when they're grazing their goats, they saw the spring of water. After seeing the spring of water, they started even living there with the permission of Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu anha. Furthermore, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam even married a girl of the tribe. And with the passage of time, this area was then slowly, slowly, slowly populated. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for the construction of the holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam constructed the holy Kaaba with the help of his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And at that time, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made a long dua for his offspring as well as for the inhabitants of Makkatul Mukarramah. That dua has been mentioned in different surahs of the Holy Quran, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, this is the beginning of the history of the settlement in Makkatul Mukarramah, and it has been proven from the Quran that this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked for 2 things. Number one, the hearts of the people to be attracted to his offspring. And number two, these people be provided with fruits as their food. Subhanallah. These du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam were heard and accepted. Therefore, the hearts of the people are attracted to the inhabitants of Makkah al-Mukarramah in such a way that even today, aaj bhi aap dekhen, dear viewers, billions, if not millions of people, more than millions, are anxious to behold the Sacred Kaaba year in, year out. For centuries, Muslims have been thriving to endure, you know, hardships. They are enduring hardships, but they will continue to endure them just in order to witness and glance at the holy Kaaba Sharif, subhanAllah. Whether it is via land, via sea, via air, they will continue to flock and visit Makkah al-Mukarramah until the day of Qiyamah. Furthermore, the other dua regarding fruits, there is no such fruit which is not present in Makkah al-Mukarramah, dear brothers in Islam. Allahu Akbar. Yet there is no gardens, there is no crops of fruits, no orchards in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah and its surroundings. But people are astonished even today to see the various varieties of dry fruits and fruits being available in the markets and bazaars of Makkah al-Mukarramah throughout the year. Not seasonal fruits, throughout the year, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed the land of Taif to produce fruits of all types. Different types of dry fruits and vegetables are transported from there to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Furthermore, a huge variety of fruits and dry fruits are also imported to Makkah al-Mukarramah from European countries and different parts of the world such as Egypt and Iraq. Allahu Akbar. So all this is by virtue of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It is undoubtedly one of the wonders of the world, dear viewers. Dear viewers of Madani channel. From this we learn as well two things, two important things. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely submissive to Allah Azza wa Jal. The son that was born to him in his old age after many du'as was obviously very dear, near to him. And it was natural that he alayhi salatu wasalam would never separate himself from his son at all. But when Allah commanded, O Ibrahim, take your beloved son and his mother away from your home and leave them in a valley of Batah, where there is no leaf to hide under the shade of. There is not a single drop of water to quench your thirst. There is neither any companion nor consoler. So go to such a place where there is no support, no people, no shade, no water, no signs of livelihood. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested, dear viewers. If it had been someone else, just for a moment, imagine if it was someone else instead of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he would have had felt great distress just by imagining it. Sirf sochi mein hum ghabra jate. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam neither became worried after listening to this command of Allah, nor thought about even for a moment ki kya hoga agar main gaya. He alayhi salatu wasalam even did not grow, you know, very out of sorrow. But rather, in order to obey the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, he alayhi salam immediately left Syria for the sacred Makkah al-Mukarramah with his blessed wife and his son. And subhanAllah, today we speak about the history of Kaabatullah and Qurbani itself, dear viewers. Tears flood in the eyes when we hear. From the dua Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made with great affection for the popularity and sustenance of his son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam and his offspring, we learn that loving children and making dua for them are the blessed tradition of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So to love them and make dua for their prosperity is actually the sunnah of these great personalities, subhanallah, of how they sacrifice and how they're loved. Alhamdulillah, today when we're going to perform our qurbani, it was a dream for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam which he made come true. He made the dream come true. He did not just focus on the dream, as the first day is known as Yom Tarwiyah, the day of contemplation. He did not contemplate, but even it was, though it was a dream, for the second time when he had realized he had the same dream, it is called Yom Arafah, the day of recognition, the day he had recognized and analyzed that, you know what, I have to carry out this action. And the third time when he had the dream was the day of Yom Nahr, the day of carrying out the action. Allahu Akbar. All these sacrifices he performed for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He alayhi salatu wasalam never ever abandoned the call towards righteousness, making and performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, becoming heedless from the dhikr of Allah, never, dear viewers. His maqam and loftier station in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal is beyond comprehension and imagination, dear viewers. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was free from all of those evil thoughts and only for the sake of Allah, only to make Allah razi and happy, that upon the command of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam as well as Ismail alayhi salam was ready to sacrifice his life. Have you ever seen any son who makes such a will and says to his father, "Oh my father, when you are sacrificing me, tie my hands tight. Oh my dad, protect your clothes from the splashes of my blood. I do not want to lose the thawab and the rewards which Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept ready for me by me shaking, moving, turning, or wanting to run away from this due to the pain when you will sacrifice me." Look at the submissiveness of Ismail alayhi salam. When this is the condition of the son, what can you think will be the condition of the father himself, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Even shaitan tried to change him and move him off his direction by warning him that your father has taken you and is taking you currently to sacrifice you. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam stoned him, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Even today, all the Hujjaj perform the very same action of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam at Jamarat, and you stone the devil, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has shown us how to get rid of the devil and how to carry out the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla wholeheartedly, with sincerity, because anyone who performs qurbani, he sacrifices that what is beloved to him, such as your wealth or whatever you do in the path of Allah. But if there is no khulus and sincerity in that worship, if it is void from sincerity, it has no acceptance. Remember, Habil and Qabil also had presented their sacrifice in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal accepted the sacrifice of Sayyidina Habil and not of Qabil, and due to which he went into the rage of anger and jealousy and he carried out those actions. So for any sacrifice, dear viewers of Madani Channel, a condition is for you to do it with love for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, wherever you travel to, keep reciting salawat upon رسول اكرم نور مجسم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم treasures of wisdom treasures of wisdom treasures of wisdom treasures of wisdom treasures of wisdom